This video review has been brought to you by Manscaped.com. Make sure that you check out Manscaped.com and use the promo code TERRIBLETERROR to get 20% off and free shipping on all your orders. Hey everybody, and what is up? It's Terrible Terror here, and today I'm taking a look at the Tri-Coast Productions and the Dark Coast Pictures film, Camp Twilight. Now, Camp Twilight is a film starring Felicia Rose, and the basic premise of the movie is that there is a teacher and a principal that they're going to go on a camping trip, and they're taking a group of six different students to go through and basically have a technology-free weekend and to go off to this place where a bunch of murders happened before, and there looks to be a copycat killer that is going on, and chaos will ensue. Now, this movie review is going probably, I'm going to say minor spoilers, so probably, you know, minor spoilers at the top, because there's a couple things that I really want to talk about, and I feel that I got to ruin a couple things to do it. The picture is currently available on Amazon for you to rent or buy. And at the end of the review, I'll let you know if it's definitely worth your time. Depends on how you feel after you watch the review. But let's start off with our cast of characters. You have six teenagers from a high school. And then you have the two basically teacher. It's teacher and it's a principal. And then all the count, like the camp, you know, rangers that are all around. And that's pretty much going to be your cast and crew for the movie. There are some other minor characters that are kind of out there. There is a sheriff, a sheriff and his partner. And then there's also two other teachers that are there that they're kind of just in it. And then they're kind of just gone. And then one comes back later. Honest review here. The acting is okay. I mean, it's not the best in the world. Definitely Felicia Rose is the best part of this movie. She plays Jessica, who is one of the teachers, and she's so outly bubbly that it's just like, man, she nails the type of character that is supposed to be, and it's a joy to watch her on screen every time. Even as things get kind of weird towards the end of the movie, and she kind of disappears for a little while, only to come back later, but it's still, like, I enjoy the character a lot and what they're trying to do. And with the twist that happens, it makes it, I believe, that character that much better as you've watched the film. So the film is very, I don't want to say, I hate to use the word basic, but the premise is very basic when it comes to the film. Basically, you are just, and again, maybe we should have like a basic count over there. but you're watching this film and you kind of know where everything is going to go. And especially with the big opening scene, you know, where you have these two people on the lake and they're making out and you're getting the news kind of flashes going in front of you. And they're talking about the old murders and I'm like, okay, well, these two are probably going to get killed. And lo and behold, they get killed right in the beginning of the movie. And it's very, like, it's entertaining in the way that it's done. As a connoisseur of more independent movies, especially when it comes to horror, even though I talk a lot about more mainstream stuff when it comes to the podcast sometimes, this is kind of where I really like movies, because it's cheesy in that it's going to follow a formula, right? And the acting is probably not going to be the best in the world. And you are going to get some good performances out of the film. One of the characters I really, really liked quite a bit. And I was kind of sad to see that character die. And it's definitely something where you're like, okay, who's going to die first? How are they going to die? Who is the killer? And that gets kind of interesting as the movie moves along as well. So the teenagers are kind of set to be exactly what they are, right? It's not quite like fodder per se, but it kind of is at the same time. like I said, Felicia Rose is definitely the highlight of the film, and it's definitely worth it to see the performance that she puts on. The kills are the only thing where I wish there was a little more, like, in your face about. You know, you have somebody that's going around with a machete, and you have somebody that's going around with an axe, and the kills kind of just happen off screen. You get one that's relatively funny, where there's these two older ladies, and the conversation actually is really funny, because one of them, she's like, man, I just got a daughter that will just jump on anybody's jock. And I'm so proud that you have something different. Oh my God, it's great. And then she just gets fucking killed by, and I know I went through the not swearing to swearing, but like, she gets her head slammed on the top of a car over and over and over again. And what's hilarious is that you can definitely tell that, they were being careful with that scene, because it's one of the few scenes where it's being shot directly, and you can actually see the killer doing the kill. And because you can see that, it's like, it's just, it's a little bit off, but at the same time, it's very enjoyable, because of the way the character was, and the little dance that she does to go out to the car to go get more stuff. It's perfect. I love it. I love the, like, what they're going for, how they do it, and I really commend them for, like, sticking with what they have, right? The middle of the film is the only part that I kind of have the biggest issues with, because it's a little slow. You start off kind of with a bang, you know, you get the gratuitous nudity shot for just a second, and the cheesy, like, acting between those two people, where you're like, we're in the middle of something here. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? And, oh, I have something else in mind for you. It's great. I love that. I love the way that it is. It doesn't take itself too seriously. It does a little bit at the end. That's where I was kind of like, I like what you guys did with it. I like the twist that you did. I figured out a couple of things as it moved along. Like, I was just trying to figure it out, but I felt the middle was just so slow that in something that's only like an hour and a half, it does kind of, like, belittle your expectations. Maybe that's not the right word I want to use, but I just kind of expected you to have the way that it started and the way that it was going, that, you know, you do get the pick off one by one of each of the different kids that are there, but at the same time, you don't really, I would like it to be more, like, in sync with where I think the movie's like, you're gonna kill this person, and then we're gonna go a little bit, and then you're gonna kill that person, then you're gonna go a little bit, and then you're gonna kill the next person. And a lot of the kills just kind of happen all in a row, really fast at the end. One of the kids gets killed, and then it takes a while for the next kid to get killed. Now, I'm not saying that it's not like, they're spread out, but they're at the same, I make it seem like that they wait forever, right? That you have a kill, and then 20 minutes later, that's when the next kill happens. But you do kind of get them like that. The other teacher that joins, like, she says that she's got, like, migraines, headaches, or whatever it is that she's got going for her. And, you know, maybe the camp air will make her feel so much better. And there's something very big about the way that she's acting, and you can see it on screen really, really well. But she goes into, like, the showers to where she's going to ultimately meet her demise. Like I said, minor spoilers on this, even though maybe that could be a major. I don't fucking know. But she goes in there, and when you get to the point that the kill is going to happen, there's a scream, and then there's nothing else. And, like, you really don't know what the fate of her is. They kind of say it, and I think I know what happened with that character, but I really don't know. I really wish we had seen something, because we see a bunch of other people after they've been killed, how they've been killed, right? You see a guy with his, like, neck slashed. You see a couple people that spurt up blood, and there's one of the comic relief counselor. You know, when he, you know, he's going to die eventually in this movie. And when he finally does, it's kind of like, I don't know if I feel like I needed to see more. I think that's what it was. That was the big thing that was missing for me, is that I just needed to see more. I saw plenty, and I saw some really great cheesy scenes and, you know, the stuff that really I really enjoy watching in what I would call, you know, so that some are going to call a bad horror movie, and I just call it an entertaining horror movie, right? I think that, you know, the scene in the forest, it's a little awkward, and there's a little talk about the girl that's with the guy there, and I wish that there was a little more maybe upon that, but I can tell also with the running time that they're trying to throw these things out, and they're trying to make sure that something sticks, right? Or that you got the innuendo, so when you have the big reveal at the end of the film, you have the reasons why the killer's killing, and why all the kids are targeted in some sort of way. So it's good in that regard, that at least gives us some meaning, but I wish there would have been a little more to it, because I don't necessarily see that in that character. And some of the other characters, I'm kind of like, there's one guy that I'm just not sure why he had to die, and it would be the guy that I liked a lot. Another guy where I'm okay, I get it. I get why you killed him. And then, you know, the final ones that are left, it makes sense when we do that. There's only one person really that I just don't think deserved to die at all. And it sucks that that character had to go. That character could just run away and did that. But maybe because he was really bad at school, and that's why we got to make sure we kill that one. Because, of course, they all follow different tropes. You know, you have the drug addict, you have the sex fiend, you have the jock, and you have, I guess, the kid that's bad at school, which is weird. This also takes place in Florida, and it takes place, you know, at a really pretty, pretty site. They did a really good job at the place that they picked for the movie. I thought that that was a really good representation of it. The one thing that did piss me off, though, was the fact that they're teachers and they live at these enormous fucking houses. Now, I get it with the guy that's like the principal and the main like guy that's organizing the whole thing. His wife does something, I guess, in real estate or something like that. And maybe she's the one that bought the house. But this could also be, it's just fucking Florida. And Florida, you have nice fucking houses. Like, not every house is going to be really nice. But like a teacher maybe making a decent salary could actually afford that. Me being here in California, I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a one-bedroom studio for most teachers that are living on their own to be able to buy something. And that's going to be where they live. And it kind of sucks because I'm like, man, that's a real big fucking nice house. How the hell can you afford that? Oh, yeah, Florida. I think that it builds itself to this thing that I'm not sure that it 100% nails, right? And I've said this before, when it comes to horror movies, the biggest thing that I love about horror in just in general is that the stories are always pretty good, like pretty good to really good. It could be a terrible movie, but I'm still interested in exactly what they were trying to do and the story that they were trying to tell. It could just be they don't have the budget, right? So you get sets that are falling over when somebody gets pushed into the wall and they have to grab the wall. You get, you know, a lot of outdoor shots, maybe in just same areas. And you don't get, say, the best actors in the world. And I'm not going to fault anybody, because there's a lot of people that have made their claims in the start of horror. They, you know, and they become great actors and actresses. But that stuff doesn't necessarily matter to me. Is it a good story? Was it a lot of fun? And does it have a good conclusion? I think that this kind of nails one and two. It doesn't necessarily nail three. It's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching it because it's one of those movies, again, where I could sit around and I could joke with a bunch of people. And I think that a full episode of the podcast, and this is a movie where I didn't want to release my normal in-depth versions of the podcast, because I don't want to ruin a lot of it for you. And I think that if you want to watch this movie, you should watch this movie without having to have that whole thing on it, right? And then the other thing is that, like I said, the story itself overall, I think, is very interesting, right? You know, about these teens going out there and there's the murders going in. It's a slasher film. But it's more getting towards that ending piece. And I think where it may have lost me was the fact that I think it should have ended a little earlier than it actually did. Like the last like 5 minutes of the movie, I wasn't sure if it necessarily needed to be in there unless it's trying to set up a sequel. Then, okay, I get it. Then you could do a sequel with this movie. I don't know if you'd really want to, but you could, right? You could definitely continue on trying to figure out, you know, where's the killer going to go next, and how is the killer going to do what it needs to do? What else is left for the killer? That's kind of where my question kind of goes when I'm watching the movie. Because when I did get to the big revelation of everything that was going on, I looked down and I'm like, oh, how much, you know, oh, it's, I guess we're getting towards the end here. And at that point, there were still like 18 minutes left of the movie. And I was like, huh, I wonder what they're going to do. Is it going to be something big? Is there going to be a change in there? And what happened, at least in that scene, surprised me. In the way they did stuff, but I felt that it was so rushed that they could have maybe instead of spending that 5 minutes on maybe setting up more, they could have spent that 5 minutes and giving me more to lead up to what happens at the end of the movie, like make it feel more impactful than it actually did. Because even then with one of the characters, you only get like a little like news story thing of what's happening with that character. So that was a little rough. But again, getting to that point, I thought was still a lot of fun, even if some parts were slow. The forest scene, as I spoke about before, that was a little bit, it was awkward, but it led to a kill that, you know, again, I wish it was explained a little more, you know, kind of is, kind of isn't, you know. It sucks. I didn't want that character to be the first character that died. The one that was left behind in the forest, hell yes. Want that character to go. Now, there are some gaffes in this movie that make a bunch of this kind of funny in those regards. There's one scene where they're having breakfast, and one of the actresses, she has, you know, it's like, you know, you're going to eat breakfast, so you're talking there, and you have your, you know, little thing, and I'm going to have to use a little prop. So let's just say that this is supposed to be whatever. And she's just kind of like dangling it like this. It's supposed to be a piece of silverware, whatever. What the hell's wrong with me? But dangling it like this. And like you would scoop to eat because they're eating like eggs and stuff for breakfast. But this is not a spoon or a fork. It's a knife. And she looks like, and then she realizes what she has in her hand. And then she kind of just sits there and kind of twirls it in there. And I thought that was hilarious. If that was meant to be that way, that good on you, because I think that was really funny. If it wasn't, especially that specific character, I'd be like, okay, I get it. That's what that character is going to do. If it wasn't, then it's still a funny little gaffe that goes on. There's also a couple pieces where there's like a little bit of audio missing, where it's obvious that the characters are saying something, but you don't hear anything. And it's pretty funny that it happens in there. It could be just on the version that I saw, and your full-fledged version doesn't have these issues, which is fine. You know, it's not a big problem. It's not like it's a real big scene that happens that you're missing like two lines of dialogue, because you get everything else in the movie. It just seems like maybe it was meant to be ADR'd and they just didn't ADR it and include it again, which is fine. And I think that it still adds to kind of the unintentional funny parts of the movie. I guess that's about what I need to say about it without really ruining everything else. I think I'm going to extend this a little bit, and I'll warn you about spoilers in just a second. But what I'm going to say at this point is that if you wanted to see this movie, if you watch this review, and this, of course, has also been put out as a bonus little podcast. So if you listen to this, you can kind of see where, you know, I'm trying to get my thoughts together on this. So I'll have to edit at this point. So if you're interested in watching this movie, I definitely would take the time, go rent it on Amazon, and watch the movie, and then kind of get back to me on it. I think that it's worth a watch if you like to watch independent horror films. If you want to see Felicia Rose do more acting, definitely give it a watch. If you're a very big fan of hers, support her, make sure that you watch the film. I think that it's worth taking a look at, if nothing for her performance. Even the guy Jack, I think that he's a little monotone for the character, but then it ends up kind of fitting, so good on you. So I give this a 3 out of 5 hatchets in the back. or you know what's better? 3 out of 5 head slams. That's a better one. Solid 3 out of 5, because it's not going to wow you with everything that you do, right? You know, and you could put it higher if you're doing like a so bad it's good. You could put it up higher. It might be like a 4 out of 5. Or, you know, there's some people are going to think, oh, it's going to be lower. It wasn't very entertaining. Everything's bad, you know. It's 2 out of 5. So that's kind of where I put it in the middle. I kind of meet it at that 3 out of 5, you know, head slams. So this is going to be the spoiler section of this review. And I didn't think I was going to do this in the beginning, and maybe I'll erase some things there. But as I thought about it, there are some things I kind of want to talk about. And I really want to talk about the ending. So if you want, just go ahead. You can drop off here. Or you can listen to the spoilers that I'm going to talk about the movie at this point. Okay? Now are we alone? Are you here just to watch the spoilers? Say you're here to watch the spoilers. Okay. So, spoilers. Ending. I just want to talk about it. So the story of the film is more than just kids go to camp, slaughter ensues. The overarching thing of the film is that Felicia Rose, and this is what's going to get me no more review copies, but Felicia Rose, her character basically went crazy because her mom used to beat her dad, and used to beat her dad terribly. Like, she went all fucking misery on the guy, okay? And so, since that happened, and she always wanted to get revenge on her mom, and she left, she had a family and the kids, and this is all explained in the last, like, 18 minutes of the movie, okay? She went on, like I said, had a family, had a daughter, and then went back to see her dad, and then try to rescue her dad. But her mom caught them, and her mom beat the dad to death. That's what's kind of thing, like, he was gaunt, he was wasting away, and basically, she just kept him around to, like, beat the crap out of him, which really, really sucks, and really, really scarred her. So, I guess she ended up, like, killing a bunch of people at this lake before and dumped her mom's body in the ocean. Or the lake. That's kind of what I get. And that's what they talk about at the beginning of the movie. And that sent her to a mental asylum. Well, the principal, he found out about her, started reading about her story and what actually happened to her, felt sorry for her, and then got her out of jail, got her released from the psychiatric facility that she was at, and gave her the job, and she wants to get back in touch with the family because she had a kid, so she wants to get the kid. So her husband got remarried, had another kid, and then the kid that was hers happens to be one of the 6 kids that are there. And they say, well, why did you need to come? You're a straight-A student. You didn't need to be here. And the other person didn't need to come. Her boyfriend didn't need to be there because he was a straight-A student. And she's trying to explain to her that her boyfriend's an abusive dick and has been sleeping with her best friend. And so the whole thing was, one, to complete the story of getting rid of evil, as she calls it, getting rid of evil, by convincing her daughter that, you know, she's going to get abused too. And so she needs to kill her boyfriend, which she ultimately does. I like that. I think that was cool. The whole setup getting to that point, not necessarily where I would have gone with it personally, but I like the fact that the daughter decides that, you know, after she's like calling the lady crazy, you're crazy. You, what are we doing here? I can't do this anymore. I can't get that. But then she goes, and as she's talking to the boyfriend, like, it snaps in her, and it's the mother's, like, psyche that all of a sudden is a part of her, and she stabs her boyfriend to fucking death. Great. Like that. I think that that's really cool. And it could have just left there, that she did it, reunited with her mom, and then all of a sudden we cut to the next day, and her mom have disappeared. They don't know where they're at. And we fade out. We have the little thing with the, you know, the 2 sheriff guys we see in the beginning. And then there's some stupid thing with the I guess, the governor of the state or something like that. Or the mayor of the town. Or I guess maybe she's the head of the Rangers or something. But this is going to affect her election, goddammit. It's just like, okay, I didn't necessarily need that. but it's okay. You can leave that there. And then it like fades away from the scene as the cops are talking about it. You could have just stopped it. Just stop it right there. But instead, we got to follow Jessica, who's now the one that's missing, right? We got to follow her out, and we got to make sure that we see her kill somebody else in another, like, in a drive-thru somewhere. Or it's a gas station, not necessarily a drive-thru. But we got to watch her kill somebody else. And then that's the end of the movie when she gets away after killing because the person recognized who she was. I don't necessarily need it. I don't think that that's very good. Like, I think that you had a point to stop. I guess maybe if you need to make it an extra 30 minutes, or not 30 minutes, an extra like 10 minutes to get to your hour and a half, so it's a feature-length film. And I'm not saying that this is the reason why they did these things. I don't know what they did. I didn't ask what they did. But I feel like that was the only part that I just didn't enjoy at all. Like, I would have really just rather have cut it right after they kind of reconnected and she realized, yeah, that I am your daughter because I did this fucked up shit too, but I don't really like it. All they say about Mary is that she's now in a psychiatric ward. And that's it. And it's like, I don't really like that either. So that's where my biggest like foible is with this movie, is just the fact that I feel like it didn't need to end where it ended. It could have ended a little bit earlier, and then it'd be a lot more satisfying. I'd be like, okay, but I feel that kind of ruins parts of the movie. So the other stuff is with, because I don't have my notes here in front of me, I forget the African-American character's name. That's the guy that doesn't need to die. Like, he's actually like a nice dude. Throughout the whole movie, he's dating the best friend that's sleeping with the other person, the boyfriend, current boyfriend of Mary. And I think her name's like Theo? I don't know. Something like that. Greyjoy, you know, Theon Greyjoy, something like that. But he's like kind of dating her, and she's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if he really knows, you know, that I like him and stuff. No, he doesn't know because you're fucking her boyfriend. And you'd rather be fucking her boyfriend than fucking your current guy. And there's all these other little things where, like, the guy's like they start, like, making out, but really making out during a spin the bottle type of game. And then after that's all done later on, when they get it on before she gets killed, you know, I'll stay behind with him and nobody thinks about that. That's kind of weird. And then it's like, okay, let's go have sex. Okay. It was just kind of like, okay, I get it. They're bad, you know, and they deserve to die. But the other character, he's just like, he's trying to help everybody and stay out of stuff. When the jock guy wants to, you know, because he's totally into like the drugged out, like kind of gothish girl, and wants to like keep her warm, like wetter than keep her warm is like his whole fucking plan. You know, he's like, I don't want anything to do with this. And then another thing, I don't want anything to do with this. And then he's just trying to save everybody. And it's, again, he gets screwed. He gets killed. And it just sucks. Like, why? Why does he even need to be killed? He shouldn't even been on this fucking trip. You know? Well, maybe he had bad grades. Is that the reason why he's killed? Because he just had bad grades? Because we know the jock, he's trying to fucking rape everything out here. You know? And the girl, other girl, she's still addicted to something. Like, she has all her painkillers that she still takes, even though she says she's off the drugs. So everybody else has a reason to die, and he's the only one that doesn't. And that, I felt like, was just bad. Like, I wish he had been, like, knocked out or came to save the day or something like that. That might have been better, or he got away and he's the one that brought the police after everything was said and done. It might have been a little better for that character, because I really didn't feel like he deserved to necessarily die. So, I still stick by my rating. I think it's a 3 out of 5. I still think it's really a lot of fun. And I think it might be a lot of fun for some of the wrong reasons, but the right reasons of why I like these types of movies and why I like the independent horror scene so much. Because they try to do something. Felicia Rose did a really good job. And when she does the turn, after you've seen what everything she's done, totally cool. I like the way that works. I like her a little more at the very end, not necessarily with all like the makeup streaming down her face. I don't get that, because it seems like she was really sad that she had to do everything, but she wasn't sad that she had to do everything. She was fine with everything that she did. So, okay, whatever. Let's just go from there. So, thank you guys so much for watching this review. I hope you guys really enjoyed it, and I hope that the ones that are listening for this little bonus episode again, out there and are checking this out, I hope you guys also enjoyed this as well. Don't forget to check out the podcast. It's available on all podcast directories, available on Facebook, facebook.com/TerribleTerrorPodcast, Instagram, T_T_podcast. Let me know your thoughts and comments below. Is this something that sounds interesting to you? Something that you'd like to, you know, check out someday? And make sure that if you do like the content that you're seeing here and these video reviews that I do and everything else that I do on this channel, just make sure you comment down below. You like, you subscribe, and you share with everybody that you know, because, you know, we all need to see somebody, you know, or I guess everybody needs to see me. We all need to see somebody. Wish that I could see somebody. Oh, God, I'm not supposed to sing on this podcast or this video. But yeah, so I thank you guys so much for watching. And make sure also that you guys check out the sponsor of this video, which is Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com. Check out all the stuff that they have there. They have a lot of stuff for you. And also, I hear that a lot of the ladies like the stuff that they sell, not just because it looks great for their man, but because it looks great for themselves as well. When, you know, it's good technology. It's all meant for down there. So if it's meant down for down there, that means that, you know, you can get the softest balls in all of America, or you can also get the softest vag in all of America too. So go ahead, check it out, and make sure that you use the code TERRIBLETERROR to get 20% off and free shipping. And I'll see you guys later on another one of these, reviews/bonus podcast. So talk to you guys later. Bye.